How do you understand the phrase, the body within the body? Gosh, there's a lot of ways you could understand that one. There's the body in and of itself. That's one way of thinking of it. Just the body mindfulness, embodied awareness, mindfulness of the body. You can think of it as the sensations in the body, or just keeping the focus just in the body, not too dispersed. Or bodies within bodies. So, you know, you could focus on one aspect or one part. If there's pain coming up in the body, or there's tension or anxiety somewhere, that's one. That's kind of how I work with it. But it's, yeah, there's just probably a thousand different ways you could interpret that. But there's no, for all these things in Buddhism, it's not like there's a right answer where you can say, like, multiple choice exam, this is the right one and you got it right and now you have panya, now you have wisdom. It's dynamic. But the Buddha's pointing to a dynamic, panya or wisdom is a discernment, is a dynamic quality which allows us to live in a flow of dropping things and letting go and not picking things up. So it's not like you just like get the answer right and then everything falls away. But it's training, it's learning to live in a way where we don't pick things up that are suffering, that are problematic.